Mustard, and alongside me is Keaton Smith.
Yeah, so we actually have an exciting matchup here tonight. We have Creston and Mary both here for boys varsity basketball. I'm going to go ahead with the Creston Panthers starting lineup. First off, number three is Cale Turner. He is a junior 5'11 guard. Next, we have number four, Logan Hansen. He's a senior 4'6'2. Number 20 is Patrick Varner, senior guard, 6'1. Number 30, Ethan Crawford. He's a senior guard, 5'11. And to finish it off, we have Kyle Strider, who's a senior guard, 6'3.
Yeah, so Maryville comes in tonight at 18-4, and they are facing Creston, who is coming in 12-8. Creston is also on a one-game losing streak. Maryville is currently on a six-game winning streak. We will take a break. We got 3 minutes left, about 4 minutes left before we got the end of shoot-around, and we will be back here in just a moment.
Support for the Spook Pounds on KXCVKRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spook Pounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Well, we're back here, and you're listening to the Maryville Spoof Hound basketball. We are here on the public media app, the Bearcat public media app, and we have some common opponents that Maryville and Creston have actually played against.
Yeah, coming into this game, Maryville and Creston have played a total of five opponents that they both played. Maryville is 4-1 against these opponents, and Creston is just 1-4. So coming into this game, it looks like Maryville has the slight upper hand, but you know that's why they play the games. Something I also wanted to mention is that Creston only has one player shooting above 35% from three, that being Ethan Crawford. And we know Maryville had a close game just the other day where the opponent shot 8% from three, and that was about it as we're nearing game time.
Yeah, they had 8% from three-point line, and they still had a 10-point win. So it's one of those things where who knows? I mean, we can look at stats all we want. But like you mentioned, that's why we got to play the game.
Exactly.
Anything can happen. And we are going to be back in just a moment, and we will go over the starting lineups and write it once again.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Well, we're back here on the Maryville Spoof for the Maryville Spoofhounds game, and we're going to go, the current starting lineups are going over, so we'll go over their points per game. We have Caden Steckline coming in at 15 points per game for the Spoofhounds. We have Derek Quinlan following him up at 13.8. Then we have Keaton Stone at 9.8 points per game, and Delton Davis at 7.1. Drew Burns rounds out the starting five at 4.5 points per game. And Peyton McCollum is also averaging in double digits at 13.3 points per game.
Now, for Creston, sorry. Creston Kilturner, you know, he's there. He's going to be their main threat tonight. He's averaging the most points on the team. That's 13.4. Logan Anson, he's a senior forward, 8.1 a game. Patrick Varner, senior guard, 6'1". Another person in double digits for Creston, he's 10.8. Ethan Crockford, 9.2, and Kyle Strider coming in at 9.9, just a tick away from being another double-digit score for that Creston Panthers offense.
Yes, and the Panthers are currently averaging 65.5 points per game while allowing 61, so they have a plus-minus of 4. So they currently have a winning record. It's not by much. Like we said, they are 12-8, just a couple games above 500. And we'll see how it ends up playing out tonight. One of the big things, like we started to mention, Ethan Crawford is the only player shooting above 30% from three. Yep. Their team average is 29.49% from the three-point line and 43.6% from the field. So that's one thing to look out for is how effective the Panthers are going to be at shooting the ball tonight.
Yeah, not great numbers, but, you know, You're going to need some good numbers to beat a very good Maryville Spoofhounds varsity team.
Yep, and we are getting set for tip-off. Looks like Jake Hoyt and Keaton Stone are going to tip the ball off. Hoyt wins the tip into Panthers' backline, but there is a big scramble for the ball. And we already have a player down. We'll see if he gets up. There's a little awkward collision over there with Quinlan falling to the ground and getting landed on. Good to see him get back up, though. And it will be the Panthers' ball. And that man, Cale Turner, bring the ball up. No surprise there. He's working against Drew Burns. Spoofhounds' defense are currently in man. We'll see if that changes, as one of the big things is how often the Panthers turn the ball over. They currently have 14 turnovers per game. And the Panthers drive, kick to the corner, and there's the shooter, and he's not able to get a shot off. I think Spoofhounds have taken notes on who to press.
He had
Peyton McCollum all over him.
Yeah, Spoofhounds are playing very high up. We talked about how this Creston team's not a great three-point shooting team, but they played like they are the Golden State Warriors, very up in their face, and it forced a turnover early.
Yeah, there was a turnover, and the Spoofhounds have the ball. They were getting pressed. They broke the press. Now the ball gets dumped down into the post, and a turnaround fadeaway by Keaton Stone is no good. Still 0-0 with 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go. And that's a little hand-down, man-down, but rims out for Logan Anson. He can't connect on the three. Spoofhounds with the ball. Stone in the post again. A nice little spin move and a tough layup to get the Spoofhounds on the board.
Yeah, it looks early like Kyle Strider's going to be manned up on Keaton Stone. Keaton Stone's definitely got the size advantage. He's already taken two shots, and that one drops for him.
Yep, and another three is launched quickly in the non-existent shot clock, and another three after the first one rimmed out. Spoofhounds pull down the boards, and they'll slow it down with Stone, the 6'6" forward, bringing the ball up the court.
Yeah, a few shots early for Creston from outside the three-point mark as Spoofhounds take one, and that's going to drop.
Yeah, Peyton McCollum, he's showing the Panthers they only need one three-point attempt. Going the other way, Creston with a beautiful move. Got us. Keaton Stone off his feet. And just they were not a point-blank layup was missed.
Yeah, a few opportunities for the Panthers here early, and they can't capitalize on anything the Spoofhounds are giving them.
Yeah, Spoofhounds on the other hand. Drew Burns down the lane, finishes with the right hand, just over the defender, and Spoofhounds have a 7-0 lead with 5:50 to go in the first quarter.
Really, the only difference here so far is the Spoofhounds are making those shots, and the Panthers aren't.
Yeah, the Spoofhounds are active on defense right there. Drew Burns with the steal on the right side. He's going to take it all the way. Couldn't get the tough one to go, but he gets his own miss, and he'll put up another one and banks it in. And that is going to force an early timeout as it is currently 9-0. Spoofhounds are leading. We'll go ahead and take a quick 30-second break with them, and we'll be back after this.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
After that quick break, the Panthers will inbounds the ball. And Spoofhounds have some great defense. We mentioned there's been one turnover already, but they are pressing Cale Turner. And that is going to be Drew Burns picking up his first foul, first team foul as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a big key in this game, how they can pressure and get in Cale Turner's head. And they already forced a couple turnovers from this team already, and then they've capitalized on the other end, already up 9-0.
Yeah. Drew Burns with some tough defense, getting Cale to call for a screen. He fakes a handoff, kicks to the corner. Panthers are driving, but the Spoofhounds are moving their feet, creating a wall. And the dish out is not there, so they hand it off, and there's the second great look for the Panthers, and they score and then capitalize with Kyle Strider.
Yeah, Strider got one back. He smoked one earlier and finally got his revenge. And
yep.
Easy to put Panthers on the board.
Yeah, Spoofhounds able to get across the timeline, and they'll reset. Peyton McCollum up top. He drives, worked his way beautifully through the defense, smoked the layup, tried to get a little English off the backboard, and overdid it. Keaton Stone tried to fly in for the rebound and committed a over-the-back or just a pushing foul. That'll be his first. And that could come back to bite them. That's one of those unnecessary fouls that the Spoofhounds should not take, as they don't use too much depth. They have about a 6-7-man rotation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Keaton Stone, one of the biggest guys on the floor, probably is the biggest guy on the floor. And if you take away that size, it could be a little bit of trouble for the Spoofhounds.
Yeah, the Panthers attacking Keaton Stone now, and another good opportunity for Kyle Strider, and he just misses the left-hand layup.
Yeah, Strider looks a little bit intimidated by the size of Keaton Stone, and that's the second one he smoked, the third good look he's had.
Yeah, and Keaton Stone gets the entry pass, but got contacted, so the shot, it's not going to be two free throws. It's going to be Spoofhounds' ball on the baseline. We'll see if they do a little lob play into Keaton. They'll just get it in. Keaton pops. Backdoor cut is there. Can't get the shot off. The kick out for three. McCollum can't get it to go. Stone with the rebound, and it gets punched out of his hands. Should remain Spoofhounds' ball, and it does.
That's a very good effort play by Keaton Stone. He saw the miss, and he stayed right in position, didn't go anywhere, and was able to get the
possession. Yeah. Great offensive rebound, and McCollum's just going to be able to keep shooting him if Stone's on the offensive glass. Meanwhile, Quinlan drives, and he kicks out to Burns. Burns finds nothing, so he kicks it back to McCollum. There is no shot clock at this level, but Quinlan pulls up from deep. He can't get it. Offensive rebound. Keaton Stone puts it off the glass. Count it and one.
Yeah, that looks easy for Keaton Stone. He's definitely got the size advantage, like about 2 or 3 inches taller than the tallest Panther on the floor, and he's making it known early.
Yeah, his presence in the paint is being felt right now. He'll attempt one at the line with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this first quarter. 11-2 pending the free throw. Make that 12-2. And the Spoofhounds have quite a big lead. And They are going to call that a foul. The Panthers got inside the paint for once when Keaton Stone wasn't in there, and Quinlan jumped up and blocked it. You could hear a little bit of a smack, and that'll send Logan Anson to the line to try for the third and fourth points for the Panthers. First one is up and in. That is his first points of the night. Second one's no good. Stone gets the defensive rebound. So 12-3, 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Steckline bringing the ball up for the Spoofhounds. Spoofhounds running a five-wide dribble handoff, some backdoor cuts. Nothing. No one's really getting open. The Panthers are kind of playing off, kind of daring the Spoofhounds to shoot. They don't really trust their three-point as they've been attacking the rim all game. And Steckline drives in, can't finish with the left, and there is a defensive rebound.
Yeah, that is something I've yet to see out of the Spoofhounds is a set play or a set as Strider comes down and scores. But I really seen not a whole lot of communication on the offensive end for the Spoofhounds, even though they do have 12 early points.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of their buckets in transition and offensive rebounds. There's not a ton of set plays. They do run a lot of motion, and here's a good example of it. Down the baseline, a dribble handoff, frees open Drew Burns for his 6 points of the game. And he's only averaging 4.5 points per game. If he keeps going like this, he could have well above his average points per game. I mean, he already is above it right now in the first quarter.
With 2 minutes left here in this first quarter.
Yep. Oh, and that's a tough fadeaway bucket by Patrick Varner.
Yeah, it was a good response. They needed the bucket.
He drove, pivoted in the middle of the paint, turn around, just hit one over the big. It's a good play. Stack line up top, fires across the key, and now a drive. The entry pass gets kicked around off the kneecaps of the Panthers, goes out of bounds. Panthers will take the ball as it bounced off of McCollum before it went out. Kale Turner yet to score. Looks like they're trying to run a play for him, but this team's getting in the paint, trying again over Keaton Stone, and they get it again. Varner.
Yeah, Creston is manned up a little bit down low. They've taken some shots right at Stone and the taller defenders of the Spoofhounds, and that's how they've gotten most of their points.
Yeah, and now we have a dribble handoff for the Spoofhounds, and a little three bounce, and it drops. Delton Davis, who checked in during the break, he gets his first points. Another fadeaway is going to go over Keaton Stone, and now the height. The Panthers have to get back to stop the Spoofhounds, and they do. But another offensive rebound. Ball's getting swung, almost stolen again. Spoofhounds need to calm down, but another friendly home field rim for the Spoofhounds as they get another one to drop.
They've got a few good rolls.
Yeah. That was Drew Burns again. And another tough bucket. Is that Kale Turner's first points of the game? These teams are playing very fast-paced. 33 seconds on the clock. Keaton Stone attempted to get an entry pass. It was stolen for the moment by Strider. And it was lost out of bounds. So it's 18-11. The Panthers have gone on a decent run to bring the back within seven, the score. Stone's getting the entry pass. He's doubled, tripled, and gets swatted as he probably should have passed that one out.
Yeah, there was a wide open man in the corner, and he chose to go up on three. Kind of selfish basketball on that play from Stone.
Stone attempting to cut off the baseline, forcing Strider into a pass out, and the Panthers could not connect from three. We got 5 seconds left on the clock. McCollum driving, could finish with the left, and he hits a tough bucket. Another one with his left. That's his first one since the three that he made earlier in the quarter. And that's how the first quarter will end. We got 20-11. Spoofhounds currently up.
Yeah, that was, it's like you said earlier, that's a lot of fast-paced basketball. We've seen from both sides, I think the Panthers have grown up a little bit already in this game. They've taken more shots to the bucket. They've shot a few threes outside. They saw they weren't working. They went inside, and that's how they got their points. Even though they are down nine, they do need to find a way to slow down the Spoofhounds because they're moving fast. And when they get those one-on-ones, they've been converting, and that's how they've scored 20 points here in this first quarter and built nearly a double-digit lead.
Yeah, a couple more of those easy point-blank misses go the other way for the Panthers, and we're looking at a tie game or possibly a one-point deficit or one-point lead for the Panthers. But how it stands now, it's 20-11. We just went all the way through the quarter break, so it'll be Spoofhound's ball to start the second.
A very quick quarter.
Yeah, as they lost the opening tip, so they get first possession out of the break. And it looks like the starting five is back on the court, except Matthew Walter is in. So Derek Quinlan taking over the ball handling duties for the moment. He gets a screen. There is no backdoor cut. So the Spoofhounds working the motion offense. They can't get it to go. But Keaton Stone, again, on the offensive boards. This time he gets fouled. I don't think they're going to give him a shot.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a loose ball foul, looks like, and that's just an effort play that Keaton Stone's going to keep the ball on the Spoofhound side.
Yeah, all the motion going on was on the right side of the court, and Stone just slipped in, and now off the entry pass, you can't give him that much space. Peyton McCollum rang it in from three off the inbounds play.
Yeah, very nice play from McCollum.
Panthers run a nice quick play on the other end, and they find Strider down low again. Got the Spoofhounds trying to settle down their offense. They're doing a bunch of swinging the ball around the perimeter, trying to find an opening, and they turn the ball over. McCollum gave it up, and now the Panthers are slowing the ball down just a little bit. They're not doing a ton of they're not doing a lot that are special. Like you mentioned, they're not running any set plays. There's just a bunch of screen and handoffs.
Yeah, it's been like that from both sides, really.
And Panthers drive, kick out once again. A good head fake by Kale. Can't get too much off of it, though. Strider, a fall away. There's no need to force a shot. Derek Quinlan with the defensive rebound, and Spoofhounds going the other way.
Yeah, double-digit lead now for the Spoofhounds as Keaton Stone looks to back down the Panthers, as he does right there, and he's going to draw a foul.
Yeah, he got it in the post, just went to work. They cleared it out for him. He got doubled late. When they doubled him, he had already got his leg around the initial defender, was able to put up a shot somewhat. It got tipped, but he draws the foul either way. It's going to be Keaton at the line to add more to his total, 23-13, and he misses the first. That's his first free throw miss. He's currently 1-for-1 as he converted the and one previously.
Yeah, that is something I'd like to see more from the Spoofhounds, is back him down. You can get cuts to draw fouls, open up a lot of stuff with him working down low as he goes over 2 from the line. But
yeah, he definitely has the size advantage, and he can attack. I mean, the next tallest person on the Panthers is about 3 inches shorter than Stone, and he's got some long arms. He can make it work. Panthers fire another three from long range. Kale Turner, he comes up empty. McCollum with the rebound, and he'll push it up. Gets a screen from Stone, and he says no. Burns on the drive, trying to get a screen from Quinlan. He'll take it in. He could have kicked it out. Now he's going to go cross-court, and another three is open for Quinlan, and he'll cash that one for the Spoofhounds.
Yeah, the Panthers seem to just be losing their assignments on the three-point lane, and you're leaving these Spoofhounds open, and they're going to make it when they're that wide open.
Yeah, they're doing very good at stopping the Spoofhounds from driving and attacking as a three from the 35% three-point shooter from the Panthers. Rims out, and Spoofhounds are already on the other end. Taking another heat check is Quinlan, and that one rims off long. Panthers gonna thought about firing it right back up. Cale Turner decided against it. He'll get it down into the post. There was a size advantage against Derek Quinlan, and he strips the ball out of Jake Hoyt's hands, and it bounces off his foot. Spoofhound ball.
And it looks like now for the Spoofhounds, they have an all-guard lineup in, very small.
Yeah, I think they're going to rely on Quinlan to be the main center post player. I mean, we talked, the Panthers don't have the biggest lineup, and now they're going to start trapping, and that leads for an open three-pointer, and that is good. You cannot do that. Drew Burns.
Yeah, very late trap, and that left to a two-on-one situation, and you should be able to win that every time.
Drew, and maybe that's the Spoofhounds' plan. They got Jake Hoyt, who don't have his height yet. Yeah, they were not provided immediately. He's 6'3". They got him in the post, and there was a double team by the Spoofhounds, knocked out of bounds. Panthers are going to drive, get a fall away mid-range, and an air ball at that. Derek Quinlan with the defensive rebound, and the Spoofhounds the other way.
Yeah, they can't seem to buy a bucket right now.
Yeah. Burns with the head fake, drives in, and gets the ball stripped. Panthers come the other way. Strider kicks it back out. A head fake on the three-pointer. Good basketball. Another pump fake. And they got McCollum off his feet and got the basket.
That's one of the few times the Panthers have not forced up a shot just because they couldn't seem to get something going in their initial drive and kick. But, you know, if you want to start clawing at this lead, which has now grown to 14 points, you got to find a way to get good shots, because there's no shot clock. They forced up a few shots like there was a shot clock, and it's led to air balls and bad misses and very long 3-point attempts.
Yeah, and I remember playing in high school, once you have the possession for like 15, 20, 25 seconds, just these guys are watching college and NBA basketball where there is a shot clock. You kind of get accustomed to,
I have to force up the shot.
You gotta
right
force
now.
Something up, but you don't. There is no shot clock. Just kick the ball out, reset, pull the ball back out, and go a little bit slower. They can get better shots like they just did. They had two mean pump fakes, got both defenders off their feet, allowed for an easy layup, and it's now 29-15. Spoofhound ball and lead with 3:48 to go. Spoofhounds attacking the left side. They have no center or forward in. It's all five guards, and that allows for a blow-by on the post player. That is Drew Burns again. It's the Drew Burns night as he gets another one to drop. 31-15 now. Strider with the ball, attacking, gets the foul. They're going to wave it on the floor. They're not going to give him the bucket. That was a good, tough move by Strider getting into the lane.
Yeah, nice head fake. Takes one jab step, goes, and could have got the N1 had the whistle been a little bit later, but he's going to draw a foul anyway.
And Drew Burns, the senior on senior night, is already up to 13 points. His previous game high was 11. The Panthers off the inbounds, get an open look at three. They cannot cash home. Steckline the other way has had a rather quiet night. Hands the ball off down the sideline, and that's one thing you cannot do. Derek Quinlan left his feet without having a man open, got caught up in the air, and turned the ball over. No hesitation, three-pointer from the Panthers. The green light for Crawford, but he can't get it, and the offensive rebound results in no points. And the Spoofhounds will push the ball the other way.
That's another very close shot missed by the Panthers as Burns is going to draw a foul.
Logan Anson picks up the foul.
There's been a few opportunities here on these last few possessions for the Panthers. A wide open three from Anson in the corner missed, and there was another one in the paint that they just could not get to fall, and that's two crucial possessions when you're down 16 points.
Yeah, Drew Burns hands off to Delton Davis. Burns pump fakes, gets over to Quinlan. He defers to McCollum. McCollum, another three-pointer. That's his third of the night. He's up to 11 points for the Spoofhounds. He has 11 of the team's 34. Him and Drew Burns are carrying the team's offense. And a very tough finish on the other end. Cale Turner thought he should have got a foul. Got the ball to roll around the rim and drop in.
Yeah, we talk about Stockline Bay having a quiet night. It seems like everyone else is going off for this Spoofhounds team is Burns and who else is going off?
McCollum.
Yeah, with 11 points early. They've had very, very good nights.
Yeah, and when you have your top point per game scorer not scoring, you have to rely on other people. And now he's getting attacked on defense and grabs Crawford. They're going to call that on the floor again. On the hesitation is when they're going to say Stockline grabbed him. And now we're going to see a change. And Stone comes back in. So the Spoofhounds now adding some size back in the lineup. And we'll see how that results. Inbound pass goes all the way back to the midcourt line. Strider trying to work on Stone again. The same matchup that he tried to exploit earlier. That's another foul on Stone. That's his second in this first half. Yes. 5 and he's gone. So he has 3 to play with. That's kind of why he got sat down. That's the one offensive foul. That's where this one's going to come back to bite him.
Yeah, that means this 1 minute 45 seconds are very important for Stone. He does not want to go into halftime with 3 fouls already being committed.
Yeah, and with that being said, they switched Stone off of Strider, and Strider just took advantage of the smaller Delton Davis, and Strider gets an easy 2 to go for his team. Spoofhounds have the ball, 1:28 to go in the first half. You got Burns attacking on the right side. Nice spin move. Puts it off the glass in a basket. Count it for him.
A very fundamentally sound move. A head fake, and he's going to get an easy opportunity to score after that one.
Yeah, Cale Turner rejects the screen from Strider and finds an easy lane to the basket on the right-hand finish. And that's going to be a timeout for the Spoofhounds. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break with them, and we'll be back to finish out the first half.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter with new opportunities like craft beer tasting and t-shirt dyeing with ice to dog training, art and retirement classes, and more. The full spring catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Well, the Panthers have found some life in Strider and Cale Turner and Patrick Varner. They're the only players to score besides Logan Anson with the 1 free throw for the Panthers with the last minute 6 in the first half. Spoofhounds ball leading 36-21. Drew Burns trying to attack his defender. Spin move to the paint. A tough up and under. Can't get the basket to go, though, and he's trying to catch Strider, who's on his way down the court. Panthers get an open look, pass up on it, drive down the lane. A tough spinning finish for Patrick Varner, and he'll add to his total, taking him up to 8 with just 35 seconds to go.
Yeah, and if I'm Burns, I'm going to keep driving. That was a very, very good drive. He just couldn't quite get the foul or the ball to roll in, but he's been doing it all night, and it's been really effective.
McCollum gets knocked down. Ball goes into the hands of the Panthers, or into the Spoofhounds. Results in McCollum 3 after he got back up. And he misses. And Strider will probably hold this for the last 15 seconds.
Yeah, you got to set up a screen or something here to try and get your guy open. And if you can, well, I guess keep Stones on the floor, as that's a smart coaching move.
The Panthers drive in, get rejected. There's 2 seconds left. McCollum's not going to be able to get a shot up. And I think the Spoofhounds are content going into the half. 36-23, 4 fouls committed by them, 3 committed in the first half by the Panthers. Panthers are, you know, they're down by 13. Mm-hmm. They can turn this around. They definitely have a lot of a fight. We saw that.
Yeah, no, they have been. They've had a few opportunities. They just haven't been able to capitalize. Now, if they can turn the tides, force a little bit more turnovers, they've been committing a few, And if they can capitalize on these opportunities that they're getting some wide open shots, and they've missed some easy shots in the paint. They just need to, you know, maybe just take a deep breath, relax, because these guys are they're rushing a little bit, which is the reason some of these shots aren't dropping for them. And on the other side for the Spoofhounds, I really think if they can just keep doing what they're doing, take advantage of these turnovers, keep moving in transition the way they've been, they play very fast, and keep Keaton Stone out of foul trouble, they should be able to get out of this one with a win, as they tend to do.
Yeah, that's one of the main issues with running a one power forward or center tight, because Stone's not really a center, because he can handle right. the ball. So I call him a power forward, because
I would agree more of a big forward.
Yeah, he's got some skill. But when you only run one main forward, you're gonna run into these problems of foul trouble. And he picked up two, so he survived the half. He didn't get his third,
right.
which means if this is a close game, he's gonna be able to be in for most of the game. But the Spoofhounds are well on their way to surpassing the 61 points per game allowed by the Panthers, and the Panthers are a little bit not on pace, only getting 23 in the first half compared to probably about 30 to 32 is what they're used to in the first half. We'll see if they can come out of halftime scoring the ball, but we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back with some halftime stats and some more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing green merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back to the halftime show in the Maryville versus Creston game. My name's Jake Mustard. Joining me is Keaton Smith, not Keaton Stone. He's on the court.
Yes. I'm usually the only Keaton in the building, and we have another one tonight who's been pretty decent on the floor.
Yeah, he does not have the most points. We'll go over those right now in the first half. He's currently at 5, Keaton Stone is, but he's made his presence felt on the offensive rebound, getting more stealing possessions for the Spoofhounds. That's one of the reasons they have a 36-23 lead. Another reason, Drew Burns. Drew Burns is averaging 4.5 points per game. He's already had his season high at 11 versus Northwest High School back in December 29th of 2022. He's already at 15. He's blown his previous high out of the water, and with a full half to go. Derek Quinlan is also at 3, and then another big score, Peyton McCollum, who has knocked down 3 of his 4 or 5, I lost count, three-pointer attempts, but he's making the Panthers guard up on him.
Yeah, he is. And I want to go back to Drew Burns. When you watch Drew Burns play this game tonight, he's been very aggressive attacking the rack. He's, you know, made the most of his opportunities outside of the paint. And when you watch him, he looks very aggressive. You wouldn't be able to tell that he's only a 4 point per game score if you were to only watch him tonight.
Yeah,
so I think that's been very impressive.
I was going to say, I think most of that is because he is so aggressive, the defense starts to collapse on him, and he just makes the easy pass out. The Panthers are late to closing out or crashing to him, and he's just getting one-on-one contested layups or uncontested layups, and he's getting most of them to fall. He does have one three-pointer and then six two-pointers.
I think have all been in the paint.
Yeah, they've all been layups. And then on the other end, we've had a couple fadeaways made by Kyle Strider and Patrick Varner, who are both 9.6 and 10.3 point per game scorers, respectively. They're both already at 8. The big thing that didn't happen is Ethan Crawford, the 35% three-pointer, I think he has taken four three-point attempts, and he's missed all of them. So he's currently at 0. That's not what you want to be at.
No, that was the big thing going into this game, is how well is Crescent going to be able to shoot the ball to try and keep up with this very fast-paced Spoofhounds offense, and they just have not been able to do it, which is, to me, the biggest reason why they are down 13 going into this half.
Yeah, and it's been a very different game than what would be quote-unquote scripted, because Cale Turner, a 13.6 point per game scorer, he's got 6 points in the first half. That's not very common of him, but he seems to be very passive. Either that or the Spoofhounds are putting their best defenders on him and limiting his touches. And then on the other hand, for the Spoofhounds, Stecklein has not scored a single point. He hasn't attempted many shots. I think he's only attempted 2 shots and missed both of them. But he's making heads-up plays and going with the hot hand. I mean, he's kicking it to Drew Burns and Peyton McCollum. And they're knocking down shots for him, so he doesn't necessarily have to do that.
Yeah, when you got guys balling like McCollum and Burns are tonight, you as a point guard, you really don't need to force up all the shots. And he's been very unselfish. He's been taking only good shots. He hasn't got any to drop, but they've been high percentage looks, and he's hasn't quite put them in. But it doesn't really matter for the pace that they've been moving.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, and we'll see if that changes in the second half. He's warming up in the corner, knocking down a couple of three-pointers. But after having a zero-point first half and your teammates having that aggressive and that good of a first half, the defense is going to kind of shift their focus. And if they shift their focus, we can see Stecklein pop off for 21 points in this second half.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been able to do it. Obviously, he's a coach's son, so he's in the gym all the time, putting in work. We'll see that probably pay off more than it doesn't in this second half.
Yeah, I would agree.
So we'll go ahead. We got a minute 44 until the start of the second half. We'll be back after this short break here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or Facebook.com/PittsBodyShop.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Biertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
We're back here on the Bearcat Radio Network announcing your Spoofhounds game. They are currently leading 36-23 to start the second half. It will be Panther ball The Creston Panthers are down by 13. We'll see what halftime adjustments they have made. Maybe we'll see them get Cale Turner going. And Spoofhound's already implementing a trap, but the ball gets into Cale Turner, and he puts up a two and gets it to go as a layup.
Yeah, that almost looked like an alley-oop sort of play to Cale Turner. You just said that they might want to get him involved here early. It looked like they threw him a lob. He just caught it and put it up, but...
Yeah, one of the Spoofhound's guards went to double the ball handler, and they just lobbed it in the paint to him. Spoofhounds get a nice backdoor cut and a lefty finish by Derek Quinlan. His first two-point, his fifth points of the game.
Yeah, something I wanted to see earlier in that second, or in that first half, excuse me. Just more backdoor cuts, more communication, and it paid off right there.
Strider gets a good look against Steckline. Can't get it to go. Crawford with the drive and kick out to Strider, and a weird jumper from the corner. I don't know if he attempts many threes, but he got that one to go.
Yeah, that's all that matters, doesn't it?
Now, it definitely threw me for a loop. He had an over-the-head shot as Stone gets it in the paint, turn around, and that is not very guardable. Stone, I mean, that almost seemed like no defense was on him.
Yeah, the much smaller Logan Anson just didn't really have a chance to even contest that one. Keaton Stone just put it up and over him.
Spoofhounds dive for the loose ball after Crawford got it knocked out of his hands, and we have a jump ball. It'll go to the Spoofhounds. Possession arrow will flip, and the Panthers will get the next one. We got 6:35 to go. 40-28 is the current lead for the Spoofhounds. And Steckline still not being too aggressive. They'll kick it over to Quinlan, and they're trying to get a play ran for Stone. It's not really there. Now Steckline has the opportunity. Looks like he's going to draw the foul. Are they going to count it?
Yeah, I think they're going to count it. Oh, no, they'll stay on the floor.
Yeah, he made the basket, a good right-hand finish, absorbing the contact, but all for naught. Now Spoofhounds inbound and get an open look in the corner. Good late contest on Quinlan, who was unable to get the three-pointer going. Pushing the other way is Turner. Turner gets spun around. Surprised that was not a foul.
Yeah,
it gets another.
That looked like a lot of contact, and he somehow got it to go. Very good play.
Stone calling for it in the post, guarded by Anson, but they're not going to get it to him. Steckline dribbling around on the baseline. He'll go in. Thought he was fouled, and he was by Crawford. Steckline about the same height, but it looks like he's a little bit shorter than Crawford. Crawford listed 5'11". Steckline listed at 6 foot. Eye test, yeah, they're about the same height. Basketball stats are known to give a couple inches to their players.
make
them a little bit more intimidated.
I would too.
I know it happened at my school. Spoofhounds on the drive off the inbounds. Catches the defense lacking. However, Crawford came across the paint and swatted the ball, caught a little bit of the hand on Drew Burns, and that'll send him to line for his first free throw attempts. Off left on the first one, it'll remain a 10-point game. Spoofhounds lead 40-30. We'll make it Burns' chant. And we were talking earlier about how it kind of seemed like the Panthers were a little bit intimidated as the second one's missed, but who else but Keaton Stone. We'll get back to that point in a little bit. But Stone with an offensive rebound off of the missed free throw attempt. And Strider tries to answer with a three on the other end. Another offensive rebound for the Panthers out to their three-point shooter who just can't get one to go. Stone running the floor, gets the outlet pass. It's usually the other way around, forward to guard instead of guard to forward. Stone rolls on, slips the screen. Now he's calling for the ball in the post. They'll get it to him. He backs the opponents down, pivots, kicks out. Steckline, a setup three,
And there we go. And that was a perfect possession to me from Keaton Stone. He grabbed the ball, realized he was up 12 points, slowed it down, and kicked out for Steckland, who's going to knock down the three. They ran the offense through him as a lot of people came to kind of trap him in the paint. You're going to find open shooters when that many people try and stop you in the post.
Stone got trapped by three defenders, kicked it to Steckline. Steckline probably could have passed it up to Quinlan or Burns. I can't remember who was necessarily at the top of the key for a better shot, but he had a good shot in his own, and Stone with a rejection. That was mean. And Burns the other way. He'll dump it down, and Delton Davis could not finish it. McCollum saved his dribble, got caught up in the air, and dropped it down to the floor. And I don't know what is going on. Drew Burns gets another reverse layup. It looked like he was going to be caught in midair, and he just floated it in. I wouldn't even call it a layup.
That was a very wild possession. McCollum was going to shoot the shot. Someone came up behind him. He had to force a dribble, and he didn't get called for a travel, as he's already coming the other way with it.
Yeah, Stone with another rejection. They could kick it out to him on the three-point line. McCollum is going to defer to Quinlan. Now he gets it back. He's driving on the left side. Gets the defender up. Count it off the basket. Off the backboard. And that's going to be another three-point play for McCollum.
Yeah, this time it was actually in the arc. He's going to force Logan Anson to jump. And you know he had him when he jumped right over his back. And he's going to put it up anyway and finish.
And that's going to force a quick timeout for the Panthers, and we'll go ahead and take one with them and regroup after that crazy possession.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
We're back here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We got a 49-30 lead for the Spoofhounds. They've opened it up to 19 points after the half. And just got an and one. Peyton McCollum with a chance to convert the three-point play. And he does so the old-fashioned way. But back to our point that I can't seem to make is the Spoofhounds, they are a perfect 6-0 at home this year. That could be a part of why the Panthers are trying to play so aggressively and force up some shots, knowing they gotta get some points early.
And they gotta match this offense that Keaton Stone's gonna put up a nice reverse layup. Euro step, and he's gonna go up and under with the left. That was very pretty from the big man, Keaton Stone. But they forced up a lot of threes and not many of them have fallen. That was another one right there. Burns going to come the other way.
Yeah, Spoofhounds on the attack again. Burns gets it stripped out of his hand. And back to the other fast break, Keaton Stone got the outlet pass. And, I mean, he just signed with Central Missouri for track and field. And we saw it on that break. I mean, he has some long strides. I thought he was going to dunk it or go for the dunk. That did not happen. And the Spoofhounds are going to bring in some substitutions. Not their main lineup, as they now have a 22-point lead after two fast break buckets. McCollum is still in there. You still have Delton Davis, and Burns is in there too. Thought about the three-pointer in the corner. He'll drive and try a tough bucket. Tried to fade away over the taller defender in Jake Hoyt, but was unsuccessful. The Spoofhounds not really picking up on transition, and Kale Turner gets fouled pretty hard. But got McCollum for Burns up in the air and got a foul called on him.
Yeah, Kale Turner, not someone we've seen a lot of tonight. He's been pretty quiet. As their leading scorer, you'd expect a little bit more of them from such a big game from them facing a 18-4 opponent.
Yeah, he misses his first free throw. He finally got to double digits. He's currently sitting at 10. But it was a very quiet 6 points in the first half.
Yeah.
And he rims out on the second one. I mean, he just, he can't, him and Stecklein are just not getting too many favorable rolls. We saw Stecklein hit 1 3-pointer to start the second half, but those are his only points, as Burns has been the primary scorer. As Burns puts a crossover, he's going to float it and spin it off the backboard. That was an amazing move right there. He's going to probably set, I mean, he's going to set a new season high, as another good play on defense, Delton Davis, not drawing a charge, but getting in front and making the opponent travel and getting a turnover, as the Spoofhounds have now a 24-point lead, and they're going to just keep pouring the points on, as it looks like Stone and Quinlan are going to come back in. Burns thought about the three. He's not going to be over-aggressive. Stecklein a three, though. That one is short and bounces along. Panthers on the attack the other way. Cale Turner tried to drive into the paint with his head down, and he drew a foul. They're going to say it was on the floor, so he won't get two shots, as now we see Stone and Quinlan come in and give Burns his rest. I don't think we'll see, we could see him back. It's only the third quarter.
Yeah, there's a little bit of time left in this one, about 10 minutes.
So we'll see how this continues to play out. Cale Turner dumps it inside. They're trying to go at Stone, and that's usually not a good thing to do, but Jake Hoyt says otherwise. And he gets his first points of the night over
Hoyt
Stone.
Listed at 6'3", Stone 6'6". He was able to still go over him a little bit as Stecklein looks to attack.
Yeah, Stecklein kicks out to Quinlan, who cashes home the three-point attempt, his second of the game.
Yeah, it seems like the Spoofhounds have not hit a three-pointer from either the left or right wing. Every time they've shot it, seems like it's just hit the bottom of the net.
Yeah, it seems to be a favorable spot for the Spoofhounds, as Cale Turner is on the attack, loses the ball in a crowd of Spoofhounds. Last touch by the Spoofhounds as it goes out of bounds, a minute 18 in this third quarter. And we saw one substitution, as Matthew Walter came out of the game, and Strider's back in. He misses another point-blank layup for the Panthers. I think that's probably the third layup he has smoked, as Stecklein's on the attack, misses the floater. Stone gets the ball in midair, tries to finish before he even hit the ground. They're going to call that a foul on the floor, as he kind of got grabbed, and I think he was going for a shot, but...
Yeah, I think he was, too. Just unable to time it so he could get it up, and it's going to hit the, looks like the underneath of the basket.
Yeah, Stone kind of setting a screen for Quinlan, or for Stecklein, and Stecklein gets the ball swatted out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Spoofhounds as the Panthers are playing some great defense. They're not allowing any plays.
Yeah, anything the Spoofhounds try and set up, they've sort of disrupted.
Trying to lob play in for Stone, and he gives a great head fake. Gets Cale Turner off his feet, and Keaton gets another easy two. That was a well-drawn play, and it looks like that play is designed, and that play is usually designed for a lob and a slam, but there were just three Panthers under the basket. As Strider's going at the smaller defender in Quinlan, and gets a... Now he doesn't miss the layup, but he gets a good one to go.
Yeah, what was impressive about that lob play is Stecklein pulls up for three. What was impressive from Keaton Stone is he caught it and realized he didn't have the open lob, and then took one dribble, and he's going to put up a nice head fake, and he's going to get it to go for two as Panthers turn it over yet again.
Yeah, the Panthers, like we mentioned pregame, they have 14 turnovers is what they're averaging, as Spoofhounds have a chance to make a highlight play, as Quinlan got some space right before the buzzer. And that's how the third quarter is going to end, on a missed three-point attempt by the Panthers, but that was more of a half-court heave. Quinlan unable to connect on the what would have been a House of Highlights play. But we will go ahead and send this to a quick break, and we'll be back with you here in about 30 seconds.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member.
Well, we're back to start the fourth quarter. It has been an interesting game. The Spoofhounds currently have a lead 59-34. And I don't have the totals up. We'll get those to you in the post game. But Keaton Stone is on a tear. Drew Burns has been on a tear all game, but Stone has really picked it up. I mean, he only had 5 points going into halftime, but his presence has been felt with offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds and some blocks. And the Panthers are still trying to go at him, get him involved in action. That's usually not the best play for success, is just the threat of him being in the paint, forced up an early shot by Cale Turner. He gets his own offensive rebound, and now an over-the-back call after that one got missed. And that one is going to be Parker Varner, not to be confused with his older brother, Patrick Varner, who they both play on the same team. Patrick is a senior, and Parker is a sophomore. So, Spoofhounds and Steckline. Oh, my gosh, he had a look away. Pass.
Yeah, that was a no-look Patrick Mahomes-type pass just to the block where I believe it was Quinlan was waiting wide open for it.
Yeah, I mean, he had a no-look pass, fired it in. He's a lefty, so you're not really expecting him to fire one in. And the Spoofhounds with another steal. Steckline running the break. He's going to put up a floater. And here's kind of where we see Steckline. I mean, I wouldn't call these garbage time minutes. I mean, they're up by 29. So they can be, but there's a full fourth quarter as the Panthers and Cale Turner aggressively fight back and try to get anything going. But Steckline is just creating havoc on the offensive end with his passing abilities.
Yeah, that's kind of where he's been his most effective tonight. As the other guys, the second and third options, have been the scorers.
And Panthers have gone into a 2-3 zone, which leaves the corners exposed, or the wing more of, and Derek Quinlan gets the skip pass from Steckline and cashes home another three.
Yeah, an impressive pass from Steckline again. He saw no one was on Quinlan wide open in the corner. He's going to throw it right over everyone, and Quinlan's going to knock it down for a second consecutive time. That's going to put him up 30 with 6:21 left.
Yeah, and looked like Delton Davis ran over the screener on the other end, so that's his first foul, the fourth team foul. Only three more to go, and the Panthers will be in 1-1 territory with 6:18 to go in this fourth quarter. And here he is making up for it, Delton Davis. That is a dirty play. That is a very dirty play. As Ethan Crawford, instead of letting Delton Davis get a layup, just shoved him in the back.
Yeah, that's very
And some
dangerous.
Words were exchanged. I know they can get heated. I mean, we don't have a censor button up here, but I sure heard some things.
Right.
And that is going to cause the Spoofhounds to call a full timeout to get his players away. And that was right in front of the refs. I would not be surprised if they talk this over and assess some technical fouls. The Spoofhounds are going to talk it over, and the refs are gathering in the middle. We are on an elevated platform. If anybody has been in the Spoofhound Arena, you guys know the stage. Luckily, there's padding on the edge of here because Delton Davis came in here. Obviously, he was going for a layup, but he got pushed, and that accelerated his momentum pretty fast, and that could have been very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Those plays in the up in the air when you get pushed from behind are so dangerous, but you cannot control how you fall. It could be awkwardly on the limb or, in this case, getting pushed right into a stage as he's going to get a couple of technical free throws here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a technical or a flagrant, as I don't see Crawford up here, and there was no really announcement on how it was assessed. Delton Davis is shooting two free throws with everybody else at the midcourt line. And the Spoofhounds should get the ball back after these as he misses the first. And he makes the second. It should be Spoofhound ball at midcourt. Or they're going to give him... Yeah. So Spoofhounds will retain possession of the ball. Delton Davis adds one to the scoreboard.
And if that was anything from Ethan Crawford, it was probably just frustration being down so many points late in this game.
Burns trying to get the reverse layup. And even when he misses, which is not very often tonight, Keaton Stone flying in for the offensive rebound and the putback. They cannot stop this man.
Yeah, Keaton Stone, he's been the most effective to me. He's been right around the basket as the Panthers knock in the three. But Keaton Stone has been so good at timing these rebounds as Stecklin's going to hit him with a nice pass, and he's going to get rejected by the rim. Went for the dunk. I don't blame him. He's had a night.
Keaton Stone, I mean, the look on his face. I mean, he didn't get a full run-up. He caught the ball and tried to two-hand dunk. Still not no run-up, and he just got rejected by the rim.
Nah, it's senior night. You do what you got to do out here. I like it.
Go for the dunk.
Why not?
Go for the highlight as the Panthers scored quickly on the other side. Not even sure who did, but then they call a – the refs call a – I guess it was the Panthers called a timeout as we have a 50-second timeout and for substitutions. But, yeah, I mean, we can get his numbers up now. Keaton Stone being one of the most effective tonight. He currently has 15 points, and – 10 of those were in the second half. I mean, the only one who could be said as effective is Drew Burns.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like all these guys, Stecklin, as we said earlier, has been very good with his passing, and he's the one who led Stone to that potential dunk, but he's done that a lot, but it seems like all the second, third, and fourth options on the Spoofhound teams are the one who are going off tonight for all these buckets. They've all been very aggressive, taking fundamentally sound shots, and they've all worked.
Yeah, here comes Burns at the half-court line getting trapped, and they are going to say they got the jump ball, which, if you remember, the possession arrow did get switched at the start of the fourth quarter, so it will still be the Spoofhounds' ball. And I just tallied them up. Drew Burns has 19 points. We'll see if they try and get him to 20 before the end of the night, as it looks like the backups of the Panthers have come in. And Burns currently has a mismatch on him. It looks like a center is guarding him, and he's going to take that into the lane. Reverse layup, could have been a foul, and there's his 20th and 21st point. I think the coaches knew about that.
Yeah, I would agree. They kind of cleared it out for him and just let him work on the mismatch, and he's gonna make everything tonight, it seems like.
Well, and we can't see it, but we also forget that the board has the point total, so I think it said 19, and the whole crowd erupted as the Panthers hit a three. Connor Wiley coming off the bench, and we do have another timeout, and I think the Spoofhounds are gonna rest their starting five as the seniors are gonna get an applause.
Yeah, one last hug with coach, and as they're going to sit the bench for the remaining 3.5 minutes of this game, they should.
They deserve it. The score is currently 71-44. We haven't been updating that too much as the play is very fast-paced, and now the backups are in for the Spoofhounds and the Panthers. Still some, like Delton Davis, he's not a starter, but he's a very quality player for the Spoofhounds. Turns the ball over. Panthers on the other side get a well-contested layup to go. Jake Hoyt once again, and now another timeout with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. This one is by the Panthers. I mean, you don't get to keep any timeouts from game to game. Right. So I understand that. I think that was their last time out, though, if I'm reading the board correctly.
Yeah.
Spoofhounds have 2 left. The Panthers have none, so that should be the last time they stop it.
And I don't imagine the Spoofhounds taking I wouldn't take either of these. You can just let this game wind out however it ends up finishing. But if they wanted to, they could set up a new place here with these final remaining timeouts. Although they're up 25 with just over 3 minutes remaining, I wouldn't really see the option, but they do have that option.
No, and Peyton McCollum is still in there. So there are some starters. I mean, not their main five, but Peyton McCollum's in there. Derek Quinlan. They also have Delton Davis still in there. And then Matthew Walter is in, as well as Lucas, and excuse me if I mess this up, Verthaler. He played some good JV minutes as we were getting in here, Lucas did, as a lob play down the court and a reverse layup as Quinlan was kind of stuck. He had a one-on-one, and the look on the defender's face, we could have had another shove if Quinlan had immediately gone up with that. Because he was, I think there are stuff we can't hear that are going on.
Yeah, stuff could get chippy here. This in blowouts is really when it gets, you know, all the frustrations built up. One team's having fun, one team's not. Yeah. So people tend to get mad, and Parker Bronner, you know, he got a layup right up, put up right over him, and those don't really seem to, you know, keep you calm when that happens. You feel like you can get the stop, and you just can't quite get the block or the force a miss, and that, you know, things could get chippy out here. So it's hopefully in everyone's best interest just to calm down and finish this game with no injuries or fights.
Yeah, and the Panthers are full court pressing. Spoofhound's got to get it across the midcourt line, and they do. This second group, I mean, they gotta show their team worth in these minutes that they get on the court. So I can understand them playing some aggressive defense. We just don't want any injuries. As right. A shot by Matthew Walter is off. He is averaging 2.8, roughly 3 points per game for the Spoofhounds when he does come in. And there's active hands by McCollum, getting the steal, getting the Euro step, getting the foul called, almost finishing through contact. He'll be at the line for two, as it is 73-46. And the Panthers are now in 1-1. They have been. There was a charge that we didn't call. And McCollum misses the free throw. But so any foul from the next 2 minutes and 51 seconds will result in a 1-1 free throw for the Spoofhounds. McCollum connects on the second, and more substitutions are coming in as he will be taken out. He is also a senior. Mateo, if you could hear those chants, his number is 34. He is technically a senior, as he is a transfer student, and the student section is calling for him as Hoyt scores another basket in the paint for the Panthers. And it looks like he's standing up as the three-pointer is off by the Spoofhounds. They're going to get what they want, as another three is attempted as the Spoofhounds get the offensive rebound. And we might see the Spoofhounds intentionally foul to get him in with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, now they do have two timeouts here if they do want to sub him in here. As we mentioned earlier, a nice layup from Jake Hoyt.
Hoyt getting some points that puts him to 8 for the game. And it will be fun to see the transfer student come in, Mateo, and get his moments, as it is the spring semester, so he will be graduating and getting transferred back, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this will be probably one of his last opportunities on this court, so it's pretty special to see things like that happen on senior night. And it looks like he's going to get the nod to come in here.
And you can hear the crowd, the student section cheering, and the Spoofhounds did take a timeout. With a minute 33 to go, we'll see if they draw up a play for him. And we'll see. I mean, I don't have any stats on him. But we'll see. We'll see what's drawn up with 48 seconds to go. It looks like, however, Cale Turner's night is done. And he finishes the night with 12 points. Close to his 13, one basket short of or one free throw short because he did miss a couple. Yeah, he didn't miss a pair.
You said 12. It seemed like a quiet 12. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem like those points really had any sort of impact in momentum or really anything. They were very quiet points that didn't really have an impact on this game much at all.
And they are running an elevator screen for him. He's going to put up a lefty shot. It is an air ball, and it bounces up towards us. I mean, you knew that was coming.
Yeah, you had to try it at least once.
Yeah, he got up a shot. Sadly, didn't go. This place will erupt if Mateo makes a basket. As it's rejected on the other end, and the Spoofhounds will get the ball. We'll see if they get it to Mateo. They do. He passes it up, though. They're going to get it to him. They're going to feed him. He's doing the smart thing and handing the ball off. But they want him to shoot. He has an open look. A three. Oh, he missed.
Yeah, actually got him a good look. Mateo was open in the corner. He just couldn't quite get it to fall. It's unfortunate.
Oh, I just want this crowd to erupt. It's 74-50, 45 seconds to go. Panthers get it in the paint. They can't get it to go. An offensive rebound put back up, and that misses. But another offensive rebound and a foul. Number 21, Peyton Conley, is not going to go to the line. It'll be on the floor. So Panthers have an inbounds play. They do get it in, and a lefty layup is made by Noah Felix, one of the reserves for the Panthers. They get it back to Mateo. He's going to dribble and pass it out. He's going to probably fire this one. No, he's going to drive in. He flips up the layup. He can't get it to go. They've given him three attempts, 14 seconds. He's probably not going to get another chance. But it was fun while it lasted. Panthers drive in, and they miss another shot. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. He's going to get another one. Oh, go in. A full court heave to end the buzzer.
I thought for the slightest second that was going to come. It was dead on.
It was
a little bit short. Just a little bit short.
It was dead on, and he just barely missed it. That was electric to end the game. And the final score is 74-52. And that'll extend the Spoofhounds win streak to 7, and Creston's losing streak goes on to 2. But we will go ahead and take a quick 2-minute break, and we'll be back on the other side for the post game.
Support for Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, you can visit millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. J.R. Kurz, Scott Nielsen, Jeanette Paget, Chad Hannigan, and Jeff Von Baron of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
and Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information at twaddlerealty.com. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
We're back here at the postgame for the Maryville Spoofhound versus Creston Panthers, and it was electric tonight. It was not as close as a game as the points would make it seem, as the Spoofhounds are currently averaging 52.6 points per game, and they're allowing 53.7. So they're here and there. I mean, they're obviously scoring more points than they allow, which is allowing mm-hmm. them to have a 18.4 or 18-4 record. And they won this game 74-52, largely in half of Drew Burns, who has 21 points on the night, Keaton Stone with 15, Peyton McCollum with 15, and Derek Quinlan with 15. Caden Steckline fell short of his 15-point-per-game average with 5, but he had a lot of assists that I was not able to track. But he was just he was the perfect game manager tonight. He saw his teammates were hot, and he just went with it.
Yeah, four guys over 15 points in a high school game is very impressive. We talked about Burns having 21. It was just team basketball tonight. Everyone was getting their share of points, and on the other side, it just seemed like only one or two guys could really get it going. That being Turner and Strider, who were able to hit some tough shots in the paint over the much taller Spoofhounds. So just an unfortunate offensive performance for the visiting Creston Panthers, but it was very fun to watch offensively for these Spoofhounds and what they were able to do in transition and really all over the court tonight.
Yeah, another thing that you can see that fell short for the Panthers is their three-point shooting. Ethan Crawford, their 35% three-point shooter, made zero mm-hmm. three-point attempts, and the two that he tried from inside the arc, he missed as well, and it got to the point where he did nothing for them tonight except almost get ejected.
Right.
And get a flagrant foul.
I committed a very dangerous foul very close to us, and we could see from out of anyone that it was clearly dirty.
Yeah, I mean, it happened right in front of us, and it was one of those where it's like, we do not know much about him, and so it's not going to be one that we call him a dirty player for one move.
Right.
But it was one of those where it was definitely a...
Just a bad decision.
It was a bad decision in the heat of the moment, but nobody got hurt, and that's all that matters.
Right.
So, I mean, it was a great Spoofhounds win. They were able to break the press when the Panthers went to it, which was not too often. They did trap the second unit or the JV unit, whichever one had more experience or more playing time together coming in. They did do a lot of traps and gave the Spoofhounds backups a lot of trouble, but by that point it was already a 30-point game. Mm-hmm. They got it within 20, or down to 25. Couldn't do much more than that.
Just impressive stuff from the starters, and they improved their home win streak to what now, 7-0?
Yep.
7-0, and just a great season from this team.
Yeah, and the next game for the Spoofhounds will come on Friday against a district opponent, Savannah, which the Spoofhounds, they have 4 losses on the year, and a lot of them were from districts. They lost to Lafayette, and then they beat Savannah previously on January 20th of this year, 55-53, so that should be a very close one. Only a 2-point win, and then they're here again. They're going to be here Friday night, and we'll see if we can get another close matchup for the Spoofhounds. But we're going to take our last little break here, and we'll be back in just under a minute.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. Support also comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsubmaryville. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
74-52 is the final score. Maryville beating Creston and improving to 19-4 on the season. We'll see them play Savannah Friday night. We may or may not be with you guys, but it was a fun one tonight, and we'll see if the same kind of scores on Friday will put up the same points, or if it reverses to Steckline having some more points than five.
Yeah.
We'll see what his impact is on Friday night.
Yeah, and if this Maryville team comes out with this as much enthusiasm and, you know, intensity that they had tonight, they should be in for hopefully another great game with Savannah, who we talked about just hardly beat Savannah, mm-hmm. who's a district opponent, but they beat them by two last time, and they'll be here at home on Friday night, tip off at 6:30, excuse me. So that should be a fun one to kick off the weekend.
Yeah, and we'll see. Maybe Drew Burns, I mean, tonight will take up his average for sure. Coming into the game, he was averaging 4.5 points per game. Last game, he scored 5 points. This game, he popped off for 21. And, I mean, it is something. He is a senior. Today was senior night. He had a good size opponents. Like, none of the opponents were above 6'3". And the ones who were so focused on Keaton Stone that it kind of opened the lane for these senior and junior guards, being Steckline, Quinlan, Burns, and then Delton Davis at some points. Peyton McCollum made most of his damage done from outside the arc, but still drove in and had some crafty finishes here and there. But
yeah, the kick and drive was really what worked for these Spoofhounds. And I talked earlier about how I wanted them to get more of a set offense, but they proved me wrong with how well they did execute that kick and drive, and working with Keaton Stone in the paint and all that. He was setting up a lot of those drives, so it was just impressive stuff all around.
Yeah, and it wasn't what I would call a five-out. It wasn't a five-out dribble drive handoff. It was a four-out, one-in, and being Keaton Stone, being the in-man, is dangerous because he pops out, sets screens, rolls, slips all these screens, and
yes.
He just gets so much work, and then once he gets the ball in the paint, we saw at times they were collapsing three or four people to him, and that just, it doesn't work because he is so skilled, has the vision, almost had eyes in the back of his head on a couple plays, turns, kicks the ball out, open shot, and typically those result in made threes.
Right, and it did tonight. They executed very well on that second line. We said had a few nice passes setting up his wing shooters who did not seem to miss when he threw them the ball on those perimeter shots.
And that'll do it here for us tonight. And like we said, final score, we'll do one more. 74-52. Maryville wins it at home on senior night. My name is Jacob Mustard for Keaton Smith, not to be confused with Keaton Stone. We are signing off here for tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in.